Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Still Don't Know. So, on this podcast, we'll probably be talking about, well, future episodes will probably be trending topics, more than likely, and then just random topics that we decide to talk about. So, today's trending topic is, I think his name is Blueface, right? Mm-hmm. Blueface, that was the first thing I saw on my Instagram yesterday, of him kicking his sister and his mom out, who came to visit him because they didn't like the girlfriend he brought home. So, I have my best friend, April, with me, who's gonna chime in on this topic. Ching! You're it.
I don't think he should have put her out, but, I mean, according to him, he'd say it was more to the story than what you've seen, and his sister was doing it for clout and stuff like that, but if they were doing it for clout, like his mama would have wanted to be on camera, she kept saying, don't put me on that camera. Mm-hmm. Don't put me on that camera. And his sister kept saying, well, I love you still, regardless. Mm-hmm. I just think it probably could have been a better way. He got a big house, like, mm-hmm. he got a big house. I mean, of course, well, it looks big on the thing. He could have mm-hmm. just asked them, hey, can I go in another room or something, or, you know, like, ask the girlfriends them to go in another room, or tried to talk to them about it, especially since they just visiting. Like, mm-hmm. hey, y'all just visiting for a while. Like everybody, let's get along. Cause you only get one mama, and I ain't saying she probably perfect, but, you know, like, you ain't had them before you had her, so now you walk around here with two chicken heads on your side, and they like, yeah, I'm your girlfriend.
Both of them said, you committed? Yeah. You committed? Like, just
anything for the money.
That's like, that's all it gotta be.
And then the women, they degrading themselves anyway. You gonna just open them. I don't know. That's a relationship for some people, so I ain't gonna say they downgrading themselves. Like, I think they talked about it on the red table. A pornography relationship. Something like that. What is three people in the relationship?
You sound good. But no.
They get hairy.
Yeah, I'm not down for that.
I'm not a share. I get mad.
Do you now? Alright, moving right along.
What do you think about it?
I think it was, I mean, it's your mom, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna put my mom out for no chick unless my mom is being that. I mean, I wouldn't put her out like that. You know what I mean? Like, you cursing, just throwing her stuff out the door, the window, whatever he was doing. Like, all they stuff. Like, bags lined up. And they come to visit. Like, I can understand if they lived with him and they went off for no reason. But I can't just see somebody just kicking their mom out because they don't like his girlfriend. You know what I mean? It probably is more to the story. And he, you know, he's an adult, so he don't have to explain nothing to nobody, really. So, it just looks bad with us from the outside looking in. It just looks bad. But it could be more to the story than we know. So, it just doesn't look good to me. But anyway, moving right along, second topic of discussion is a post that I just saw not too long ago of Sammy on his Instagram, if I could get to it. So, the post said, ladies, respect yourselves. All y'all following this slurp on a cucumber trend, are making it that much more difficult for the queens, aka good girls, out here who desire respect from a man. Signed, Sammy. So, he made a video after that post and said, you know, a lot of people went off on him for that post, or there's probably a post before that post too, that they were saying, well, you perform all these sex songs and sing all these and write all these sex songs, and you talking about us with the cucumber, you grinding on stage with females and all this other stuff. So how are you a role model for men? And it's just like, and that's a double standard, but you talking about physically having a produce item in your mouth, like you're giving somebody fellatio, and
you're giving somebody some head.
Okay.
Keep talking. I'm saying.
You keep saying. Problem. I mean, giving somebody head, whatever. It doesn't matter. I prefer to use that term than I can do. Ma'am. But anyway, so they talking about that. I mean, it just, even if a man was doing it to a female, you know what I mean? It just doesn't look right either way, man on female, female on whatever item y'all decided to use. It just doesn't look right, and it does not show male or female good signs for the younger generation that look up to, you know, even let's just say it's a celebrity and the celebrity is doing it, and it don't gotta be no big name celebrity, but it's just off-putting. What do you think about it?
He not the only one that chipped in on it and said something about it. It was other celebrities, Tory Wright, Reginae Carter, some more people saying that it was too much. Like, that's nasty, number one, to be doing all that on, you know, mm-hmm. putting it out down the internet. And I think a song and the actual act itself is different. The song sells music. The cucumber is selling sex, like literally sex. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's in a video doing some porn stuff, then everybody gonna have something to say. But you on TV or you on Instagram showing girls how to get hit, basically, like, it's just that's nasty. Like, mm-hmm. if he doing all this grinding and stuff, you paying to see that. You know what his songs is about. Mm-hmm. But that's just too much. Like, it's going too far. Like, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Just we all grabbing. That's just like the lady that licked the bell, licked the ice cream, put it back in the freezer. Like, I don't know what's wrong with people these days, licking stuff and then putting it back on the produce aisle and putting it back in the freezer.
Oh, people do that?
Yeah, they're looking for this black lady now on TV that licked the Bell Farm ice cream and recorded it and went it viral and put it back in the freezer for sale. Like, that's just, girl, you nasty. Like, that's just nasty.
Oh, I didn't know that. I ain't hear nothing about that.
That's a challenge that just needs to be taken out. That's nasty. Oh, yeah. Who can down a cucumber? Come on now. That's just nasty.
It is too much, especially if for TV. I don't have no kids.
Your own home, are you trying to teach somebody?
Yeah, I think what his post, it commented under that post was, they taking the fantasy away from it. I don't really care about the fantasy part, but it's like you not, what do you gain from that? You know what I mean? Like, you, if I had a kid, boy or girl, I wouldn't want, you know, nobody showing my child how to do nothing with no produce other than eat it for what it's supposed to be, what it's for, you know what I mean?
Don't feel like, if you want to show somebody, show them in the privacy of their own home how to do it. Because some girls may not know how, but, oh, going viral and thinking it's cute, you spitting on it, like, hey, let's go get you a real one or something. Go home and practice, but.
Who started it? I want to know who initiated this stupid thing. Like,
now, it is done on the movie Girls Trip.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, yeah. But, like, that movie came out how long ago? You know what I mean? And they just like, oh, well, let me watch this movie. Oh, yeah, that happened. Let's make it a challenge now. Right? And then it was in the movie that was rated R, so it wasn't exposed to kids. Like, hey, let me show you how to... Mm-hmm. You know, it was in the movie. It was a part of the movie. It wasn't like...
It was just too much, period. Period, Pooh.
Just, no. Who started that?
I don't know. I heard
like that. I'm like, y'all want period with a T. Period. First it was period. Period with a T. Now period poo. What's next?
Period doodle.
Like, dang. Can y'all come up with something else, please?
I like period poo.
But it's like, why? Why you gotta say poo? What's poo for? What's the poo for? Just say period.
Baby boo. No, I don't know. My point is done. Who can talk nimble? Poo. Who?
So you just drama with poo now? Because it was boo. I thought it was boo. Mm-mm. At one poo. Point. I guess. But. Okay. That concludes the first episode of I Still Don't Know. And we'll be doing more of these for longer because it's like the first episode. We're just testing it out right now. But yeah. Ta-da.
It's great. Go ahead, girl.
That's your sign off.
It's your lame, Tasha.
Why I gotta be lame? And why?
You don't have no signature sign off.
That's not my. That's not gonna be my signature sign off. Mm-hmm. Don't know.
I was trying to help you.
Appreciate it, but lame Tasha is what you signed me off with.
Well, man, yeah. Let the people choose.
If they choose, they're gonna go with lame.
Hey. Period, Pooh.
Bye. Goodbye.